With just 3 weeks left in the legislative session, a pair of Anchorage Democrats are offering what they describe as an emergency fix to Alaska's oil tax system. Senator Bill Wilikowski and Representative Les Guerra say they would like to see the tax floor raised from 4% to 12.5% and certain credits ended in order to bring in more revenue to the state. The state's oil tax structure has been debated exhaustively ever since the Trans-Alaska Pipeline came online. Last year, a referendum sought to repeal the tax legislation pushed by former Governor Sean Parnell. The referendum failed, but narrowly. At a press conference today, Wilikowski argued that adjusting the oil tax system was fundamentally different from current efforts to weaken marijuana legislation. He noted that the state constitution has separate rules for referenda and initiatives. He added that the current oil tax regime has been given enough time to work.
It's a failed system. It's something that needs to be fixed. And I would respectfully say it's apples and oranges.
Last week, Governor Bill Walker told the Associated Press that he has no current plans to revisit the oil production tax.